This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Gets you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website. Also an opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just scroll down towards the bottom. You'll see the little envelope that says Stay Current. You can subscribe right there. You get a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent show in your email. Again, it comes out once a week. And today's a big day also at KlossFinancial.com. Notice the updated summer picture. So it's kind of the thing I geek out about. Again, check that out online, KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. As mentioned, joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. CJ, how you doing this week?
I'm doing great. I had to check out our website to see the new summer photos. I didn't realize they were up there.
It is. They are up. They are fresh. And I was trying to figure out what card game they're playing in the one picture. And that's for later today. I think that'll
yeah,
be my
definitely.
Mission. How you doing, Malia?
Very good. Enjoying the summer weather. And I think everybody's sporting some nice sunburns that I've seen. So stay out of the sun when you can, because you need to protect your skin, everybody.
Wear a hat and wear sunscreen. You are absolutely right on that, Malia, for sure. And as mentioned about the website, KlossFinancial.com, you can not only sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, listen back to previous shows, podcasts. You can also get to know Kloss Financial and their separate divisions and how they can help you. Or if you're an employer, again, all of that up at KlossFinancial.com. And CJ and Malia, they are here for you this morning. If you've got a retirement-related question, love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We're going to be talking Medicare this week on the program. But before we get rolling on this week's conversation, one of the really cool things also that goes on the show is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. And this week, a chance to win a $25 gift card to Olive Garden from our friends at Kloss Financial. Little tip, if you listen closely to the program, oftentimes both the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week come up during the show. So pay close attention. We'll tell you a little bit later exactly how you can win that $25 gift card to the Olive Garden. And before we get rolling on this week's topic and this week's conversation, let's actually take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and review the question and answer there as well.
Yeah, so we appreciate everyone who listens every week and tries to guess the answer to our question. Last week, Jeff of Madison, congratulations to him. He correctly answered the following question. What is the maximum amount you can contribute to either a traditional and Roth 401k between the both or singularly in 2023 if you're over 50 years old and you have enough earned income? So is it $30,000 or $50,000? He correctly answered it's $30,000 if you are over 50. So that's $22,500. Everybody can contribute that if they have enough earned income, plus a $7,500 catch-up, which brings us to that $30,000 number. So congratulations to Jeff. Listen carefully for today's question.
And don't forget, if you missed last week's program, you can also listen back at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And for folks who are about to turn 65, I know some of us have questions, and them have questions, and of course got some very important information today when it regards to Medicare. CJ, what are some of those things that folks need to be aware of and need to know?
Yeah, so we're going to be discussing Medicare, Medicaid today, and these are important programs for Americans to know about, since the vast majority of us are actually paying through our payroll taxes money into Medicare. Now, you may say, where? I don't see it on my pay stub, and it's under the FICA. So FICA is part Social Security, known as OASDI, and then the other piece is Medicare. It's only, gosh, I don't even remember the percentage, 2%, 2.5%, something like that goes out of each of your kind of paychecks into that Medicare piece. But it's important, therefore, for you to know not only what Social Security is all about, which we've talked about, you know, a bunch of times on this program, but also how Medicare will work for you in the future. So our first disclaimer is, although we are, some of us are insurance licensed, we don't work a lot directly in this space. And so as we talk about it with clients, the good news is that we're licensed to discuss it, but the vast majority of the time, we are just going to refer you out to a specialist in this area. So by all means, we discuss it with our clients. We'll get into as much detail as we can, but at some point, you'll have to work with a specialist. So first, let's start with a simple question for everyone, which is, at what age does a person today qualify for Medicare coverage? And of course, the answer is age 65 is the first time that an American can move onto the national healthcare plan known as Medicare. This is not to be confused with your Social Security full retirement age. We hear this all the time. We will say, hey, when do you first qualify for Medicare? And people go, 66 or 67. I go, no, you're thinking of Social Security. So Medicare, you are first typically eligible at age 65. You should know that if you are already receiving Social Security benefits when you turn 65, so think of those people who started at 62, 63, 64, if you're already receiving Social Security benefits, you will automatically be enrolled into Medicare Parts A and B when you turn 65 without an additional application. However, because you must pay a premium for Part B coverage, you do have the option of turning it down in case you get health insurance from somewhere else. You will receive a Medicare card about 2 months before you turn age 65. And by the way, you will also get a boatload of mailings. If anybody wants to call in and tell us how many mailings they've gotten, I'm sure it's hundreds, if not thousands of mailings as you're getting close to age 65. And then one thing we wanted to highlight is the difference between Medicare and Medicaid. This often is an area of confusion for people. Medicare, which is what we're focusing on here today, Medicare is a federal health insurance program for people 65 and older and younger disabled people and dialysis patients. Again, that's Medicare. Whereas Medicaid is an assistance program for low-income patients' medical expenses. This is what you'll often hear about when you hear people say, oh, so-and-so went into a nursing home and they ran out of money and now they're on Medicaid. Or they're in a Medicaid bed. So this is where I've run out of my own private money, but I still need medical assistance. I am now often being covered by Medicaid. So they are two different things.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you've got a question, love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And CJ, you mentioned all those mailers and all that information. Other thing I see a lot is commercials and hear and read about different parts of Medicare. There's a lot there to know also, isn't there?
There is. So Malia and I meet with a lot of people as they're retiring. And then, of course, as they're getting close to age 65, thinking about signing up for Medicare and Social Security and all these different things. And so I will just admit to you all, it's about as clear as mud when you first engage Medicare. But of course, for people like us who deal in it literally every single day, it becomes a little bit clearer over time, but it's constantly changing. So we are going to try to define for you some of the different parts of Medicare. Malia will get this into this a little bit further in her section. But just know, again, we would highly, highly, highly suggest that you talk to your financial planner who hopefully can connect you with a kind of a Medicare specialist as you start going down this path. But yes, there's different parts to Medicare. Again, we are focusing on Medicare today, not Medicaid. There's different parts to it. Medicare Part A is known as the hospital insurance. This Part A covers inpatient hospital stays in a skilled nursing facility. It also covers hospice care and some other basic health care. This part is free. Now, truth be told, anytime somebody tells you something is free, the question is, who's really paying for it? And the answer is, no, you've already prepaid for this under most circumstances. So there's no additional cost for Medicare Part E. Part A, because you've been paying those FICA or Medicare payroll taxes over all those years. Except for some people haven't actually done this long enough. So you have to have at least 10 years or 40 quarters of Medicare payroll taxes in order to qualify for Medicare. If you don't have that, then some people who are not eligible for that quote unquote free Part A, they will pay a monthly premium of up to $506 per month in 2023. So again, typically free for those who have had enough years of paying into the Medicare system. And if not, it can be pretty hefty. And if you don't buy Part A when you first become eligible at 65, you might even pay a penalty on an ongoing basis. So what I would say is, as you are approaching age 65, even if you're still working, and even if you're not drawing Social Security and you have like a workplace health insurance plan, I would still slow down and make sure that you get signed up for Part A and anything else that you might need as it relates to Medicare. Now, Medicare Part B is the other piece. This is known as the medical insurance, and it covers certain doctor's services, outpatient care, medical supplies, and preventative services. The standard Medicare Part B premium amount is $164.90 per month as of the year 2023, and this is per person. However, some people are saying, but, and that's right, the but here is it depends upon your income. If your income gets too high, and this is known as what's called your modified adjusted gross income, that's just your adjusted gross income with some add backs if you have them. But long story short, your modified adjusted gross income, if it gets too high, then you can actually pay these things called IRMAs, income-related monthly adjustment amounts. I like to just call them penalties, but some people don't like that terminology. So you pay more for the same thing if your income is too high. Call it what you want to call it. But it can go as high as $560 per month for that same benefit, Medicare Part B, if your income is too high. This is one of the reasons why people like us spend a lot of time reviewing tax returns, income sources, things like that, so that we can be cautious of not spiking your income. We had a client not too long ago just say, hey, I want to take out $100,000 to pay off my mortgage and buy a vehicle, which we're all for. We want you to use cash to do things. But it was going to spike their income to go two levels up into Medicare, which was going to penalize them something like $75 a month per person for a year. And they decided just to do it over 2 years instead of one to avoid that. So be cautious with Medicare Part B because it is income dependent in terms of that premium. Also, as it relates to that Medicare Part B premium, you can have that covered out of your Social Security benefit. So also known as reduced from your Social Security income if you are also simultaneously drawing. If you're not, then it has to come out of a checking account.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Our phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Love to get you on the air with Malia and CJ on this beautiful morning. Don't forget as well, if you ever have questions, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number for the office, 608-442-5637. That first appointment at Kloss Financial, it is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. What about that Part D, CJ?
Yeah, so I'm almost done with my section, I promise. So, we talked about Part A, Part B. Now we're going to talk about Part D, which, again, constitutes a monthly charge often. The average monthly premium varies according to your needs and the plan that you are on.
Nope.
And coverage. So this is one additional premium cost, and you'll be subject to co-payments, deductibles, other out-of-pockets costs. There's things known as the donut hole. So there's a lot to know about prescriptions if you're on a lot of them. But Part D is known as a prescription coverage. Much like Part B, which is a medical insurance piece, Part D, if your income is too high, you can pay those Part D IRMAs again, income-related Medicare adjustment amounts. So you have to be cautious of your income getting too high because it not only penalizes you or charges you more on the Part B, but also on the Part D. Now, Medicare Part C, this is also known as Medicare Advantage. This is, I just want people, when you hear Medicare Part C or a Medicare Advantage, this is what in the industry we would call going off of traditional Medicare. Now, that's not something you shouldn't necessarily do. It just, you have to be cautious of it because typically when you go onto Medicare Part C or Medicare Advantage, you're actually getting Parts A, Part B, and Part D with one bundled insurance policy for all Medicare coverage. They also offer extra coverages for things like dental, vision, hearing, prescriptions. And like traditional Medicare, you would be subject to co-pays, deductibles, and other out-of-pocket costs. But here's the key. Often Medicare Part C is free or very low premium, and you get more benefits. So people go, it's the best of all worlds. And I go, you know, nothing's free in this world. And so the question is, what am I getting and what am I giving up? When you go on to Medicare Advantage, your out-of-pocket costs can be higher if you end up having poor health. So all you need to know is both have pros and cons, what we call staying on traditional Medicare and getting a Medicare supplement, which Malia will be talking about here momentarily, or going off of traditional Medicare by going on to Medicare Part C, known as Advantage Plans. They both have pros and cons. You just need to know what they are and decide what is best for you.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Love to take your call this morning. If you've got a question, we'll get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310 to get on the show this morning with Malia and CJ. Also, don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial. They've got a great website. It's klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. If you missed part of today's program or want to listen back to a previous show or share the show with your friends and family, head on over to klossfinancial.com. We've got a link to the podcasts right there. While you're at the site, also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. The telephone number for the office at Kloss Financial right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. That first get to know you appointment, not going to cost you a thing. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Heard CJ mention, we'll learn about some of the things that Medicare does not cover. We'll get the details with Malia next and take your phone call as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
822-1310 WIBA, Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, chatting this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. As mentioned, they come to us from Kloss Financial. You can learn more on the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. If you've got a question right now, whether it's about Medicare or anything related to retirement, great opportunity to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310 to join the program. And of course, I mentioned the website, KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking about Medicare, and CJ in that first segment laid out the different parts of Medicare, and you're probably scratching your head going, okay, that sounds pretty, there's a lot there to take in and a lot covered, but there are some things that Medicare doesn't cover, correct, Malia?
That is correct. And so I just want to go back just for a moment to make sure people heard what CJ said correctly. First of all, CJ knows his alphabet really well. He covered a lot of letters this morning. and when he talked about Part A, I want to make sure it's clear because some people panic about this. When he discussed about this part being free, if you've actually paid in over the years for the through Medicare payroll taxes, this also applies if your spouse did and you didn't. And I hear some panic from some people. They're like, I stayed home all those years. I didn't work. And so just know that you are going to be covered by that Medicare Part A if your spouse did in fact work and collect those quarters. So it's a really important point I've heard people get nervous about. And so when we look at the costs that Medicare does not cover, and CJ mentioned about the Advantage plans out there that might be helpful for some people. It is a bundled situation. When we're just talking about straight Medicare, though, we have a lot of gaps. So you'll hear people say, well, it doesn't cover this. It doesn't cover this. And that's where there's these medical supplemental insurance plans that come into play. Sometimes they're called Medigap. Sometimes they're referred to as med supps. So there's a lot of different terms that mean the same thing. And so these plans are offered by private insurance companies to help you cover those deductibles. Because some people think everything's, again, free once you get on Medicare. And unfortunately, that is not the case. So there's going to be deductibles, co-payments, and other gaps that you weren't expecting. So this is where, again, having a specialist look at your situation, you know, honestly, what types of prescriptions you're on health, how good your health is, and what we can expect that needs to be covered. So we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. I did want to identify some things you really need to understand. There's an initial enrollment period, and that is a 7-month period, 3 months before your 65th birthday. It includes the month of your birthday and 3 months after your 65th birthday. So during that special 7-month period of time, the initial enrollment time, you do not have to qualify for these policies during that period. Annual enrollment for Medicare is October 15th through December 7th every year. So that's when you can make changes. And again, sometimes people think once you make a decision, I can just forget about it for the next 5 years. And that's really not what we want you to do. You should sit down and evaluate, did the plan or the supplemental policy actually help you? Did it make sense? Has your health changed and so forth? It's only during that time period where you could make changes to a different type of plan. So again, Medicare subs have plans A through N. This is completely different than what CJ just mentioned about the different parts of Medicare. The medical supplement plans A through N, they're offered through familiar names such as Aetna, Humana, Cigna, of course, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, AARP, and et cetera. And what you need to understand is that each of those policies will go by the same letter. And if they go by the same letter, Plan A, medical supplement Plan A at this carrier compared to another carrier, all the services and benefits have to be the same. However, what could be different, of course, is the cost. Of course, it could be the, you know, who's got better servicing of claims. And those are all important things to kind of zero in on to figure out what might be the best one for you to start on or for you to change to. So it gets really confusing. And as CJ mentioned, all these different private companies are going to be sending you information. I had one client say, I don't know why I'm getting all this paperwork in the mail. I mean, they think I'm turning 65. And the person had literally forgotten how old they were. And that's why they were being targeted, because they had turned 65 or were about to turn 65. So there's a reason for that. People need to understand Medicare supplement pricing. So it ranges quite a bit, but we'll tell you the average cost is about $155 per month. It depends, again, on what your needs are, the company you choose, and your age. So you can switch Medigap plans at any time, but you could be charged more or denied coverage based on your health if you choose or change plans more than 6 months after signing up for Part B. So again, contact a local Medicare sup provider, find out what's going to work best in your situation. One common question we get is, can I get Medicare with a pre-existing condition? Yes, even with a pre-existing condition, you can enroll in original Medicare or a Medicare Advantage plan, but you're going to want to find out about your situation.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. And again, their number, 608-442-5637. Anything else, Malia, we need to be aware of in this area?
Yeah, so when I'm talking about Medicare supplement plans, if you don't sign up when you first become eligible, the insurer could impose a waiting period before your coverage takes effect for any of those pre-existing issues. So you want to make sure that you sign up when you're supposed to at the beginning. And one other mention, I personally know a few people that deal with this. Since 2021, people that have end-stage renal disease, they can choose either original Medicare or Medicare Advantage plans for Medicare coverage. And that's been in effect since 2021. Just something to be aware of.
Really important thing to know about. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website and resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Also an opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter and listen listen back to this and previous shows' podcasts, all up at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number is 608-442-5637. Talk about if you're working at age 65, what do you need to know when it comes to Medicare? We'll get the details on that. We'll do the listener question corner and, of course, the Money in Motion Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We will do all of that coming up in the next segment here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And always just a ton of information in this week's program. I know on mornings we often get busy, step out, grab some coffee, dropping kiddos and grandkids off to school, other things going on. So you may miss part of the show. Great opportunity if you go to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can listen back to this show as well as previous shows' podcasts. Again, all at the website, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. That first appointment with Kloss Financial, it will be complimentary to you. And again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about Medicare and all of the ins and outs and really kind of a great overview so far of what Medicare is, different parts, different things you need to be aware of. And one of the questions I know as we're living and staying active longer and wanting to do things that we love, like work, a lot of folks are saying, you know what, I'm going to keep working at 65. Do you have to go on to Medicare, or what do we need to know there, CJ?
Yeah, this is a confusing area for a lot of people because they go, I know I become eligible for Medicare at 65, but I'm choosing to continue to work. Maybe they're working because they have to, or they're working because they want to, or they just love their job, or they're working because they want to get to Social Security full retirement age, which for many Americans is getting close to 67 now. So for any of those reasons, what you need to know about this is kind of how this works depending upon your employer structure. So whether or not you need to enroll in Medicare at 65 and continue, and if you continue to work and have health insurance through your job, it actually depends on how large your employer is. The same rule applies if your health insurance comes from your spouse's job, by the way. So if the employer has 20 or more employees, then here's kind of the way it works. For as long as you have health insurance from an employer for which you or your spouse actively works after you turn age 65, you have the right to delay enrolling in Medicare until the employment or the coverage stops, whichever happens first. At that point, you're entitled to a special enrollment period of up to 8 months to sign up for Medicare without incurring any late penalties or having any of those pre-existing condition issues that Malia was talking about. They consider that like a qualifying event. Note that active employment for your own or your spouse's is the key phrase here. You can't delay Medicare enrollment without penalty if your employer-sponsored coverage comes from retiree benefits or COBRA, which by definition do not count as active employment. So hear that loud and clear. Often people will take COBRA, which is an 18-month or longer extension of their workplace health insurance plan, or they have retiree medical benefits offered by their employer. By the way, that's becoming much less common these days, but what a great benefit when it's available. So they'll take this retiree medical benefit thinking, I'm still on my active employment through work, and it's not considered active unless you are, surprise, surprise, actively employed. It is entirely your choice, not the employer's, whether to accept the employer health plan and delay Medicare enrollment, or decline the employer coverage and rely wholly on Medicare, or have both the employer coverage and Medicare at the same time. So again, this is all for people who have employers with 20 or more employees. However, if you enroll in both the employer plan and Medicare Part B, be aware of the consequences. In that situation, the employer plan is always primary, meaning that it settles medical bills first and Medicare only pays for services that it covers, but the employer plan doesn't cover. So unless the employer coverage is very poor, you'll be paying monthly premiums for that Medicare Part B with little or no return. Also, by signing up for Medicare Part B, you will still have current employer coverage. You could be forfeiting for your right to buy Medicare supplement insurance known as Medicap. Medigap insurance. So long story short, if you're kind of hearing what we're saying, you should be taking notes and saying, oh, this is maybe not something I want to do on my own. Exactly. What I would say to you is really, really, really seek some professional guidance here. We work with a couple of wonderful Medicare supplement and Medicare Part C Advantage specialists who just spend all day, every day in this space and help our clients really navigate this. I'll tell you what, a 1 or 2 hour long conversation with one of those people is the equivalent of 4 years of studying this on your own. And I mean that sincerely. Just a huge help there.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. So we mentioned if your employer has 20 or more employees, what if it's 19 or less? What do we need to know there, CJ?
Yeah, so if it's a smaller employer with less than 20 employees, the law that prohibits large insurers from requiring or even persuading Medicare eligible employees to drop the employer plan and sign up for Medicare, that does not apply to these smaller companies and organizations that employ less than 20 people. In that situation, the employer decides. If the employer does require you to enroll in Medicare, then Medicare automatically becomes primary and the employer plan provides secondary coverage. In other words, Medicare settles your medical bills first, and then the employer plan only covers services that it covers, but Medicare does not. So be aware, 20 or more, there are certain provisions that apply that that give you optionality, we'll call it. If it's 20 or less, then your employer can have some requirements as it relates to their plan being kind of in a secondary position over Medicare. So know who it is that you work for. Have a conversation with the benefits or HR department if you have any questions. And please, by all means, connect with a Medicare specialist as you start getting closer to those key ages.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. Very important stuff as well. Start that conversation, of course, and learn more. If you missed any part of today's program, don't forget you can always listen back at the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Also, while you're there, you can submit a question right online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And it'll be answered here in our Money in Motion listener question corner. And Jeremy wrote in, says, I'm turning 73 in October of this year. When must I take my first required distribution?
I think you're probably referring to your RMD, which you're correct. You do need to start taking either this year, if you're just turning 73, as you said, or at by April 1st of next year. So what you need to understand is, though, if you do wait till next year, taking it by April 1st, you're also going to have to take your RMD for 2024. So that might put your situation, depending on how large your pre-tax retirement accounts out there are, it might bump you into another income category, paying a higher rate if you have to take both in the same year. So you want to sit down with your financial advisor and see if that makes sense. But understand you're going to be taking your RMD from a collection of your old IRAs, old 401ks, and make sure you have an RMD calculator at hand so you know how much you're going to have to be taking out. Thanks for the question.
Great question, Jeremy. Don't forget, if you ever have a question, you can submit it right online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And speaking of RMDs, we did a show recently about those very provisions and what you need to know when it comes to those distributions. You can listen back to that podcast as well as this show right at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Go on, hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first call with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Olive Garden. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this: true or false? If you or your spouse paid into Medicare payroll taxes for at least 10 years, Medicare Part A, that's your hospital insurance, will be free for you. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. True or false on that one? 608-442-5637. That's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Don't forget as well, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. Malia, CJ, it's all always great hanging out with both of you guys. Enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
News is next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.